When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gone for another year.
It was historic, John.
It was historic.
Historic draft.
14 straight offensive picks, most quarterbacks taken in the first 12 selections, and the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Did you, Nick, do you have the audio from last Friday? We never got to this. We were going to get to this until Mother Nature interfered.
Somewhere, let me find
the
out.
Kyle Pitts. So Kyle Pitts.
Atlanta tight end.
Of the Atlanta tight end. Yeah, Atlanta Falcons. Was on Bleacher Report. He was doing an interview. They were doing their own little draft coverage. At the time that the pick came in.
That's funny.
And
really,
hopefully we can find this.
That's funny.
Yeah, here it is. There it is right there. Fifth one down. Boom. Here was, so live on the air, Kyle Pitts finds out, oh, by the way, you've drafted a quarterback.
Wait one sec. Don't hit play yet.
I won't hit play.
I had to, because that was playing on the same channel as the other thing. So
oh, and now you got to reset.
I know. I got to reset it.
So let me say.
Basically, here's what Kyle Pitts said. Yeah. You did what?
No. The funny part about this is we're watching, and in my brain, I was like, did I make up that they signed Kirk Cousins? Like, it had me thinking that I had
that
misremembered
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they signed Kirk Cousins. Like, I had to think for a second when it first popped up.
Couldn't you just have typed in Kyle? It was there.
Always use the search function, man.
The search function. There it is, right there.
It's huge.
Hit it.
Kyle, I have something for you, my man. The pick is in. And with the eighth pick in the draft, the Atlanta Falcons are taking quarterback Michael Penix out of Washington.
Wow. That's surprising. Wow.
That's a slinger right there, man.
That dude's nice.
They just signed Kirk Cousins. This is completely out of left field. What do you think about this, Kyle Pitts?
Wow. Shout out Penix, man. That's big.
Now, as a younger guy who, you know, loves to hang around older people, I would think, you know, I think this is great for him to learn from such a professional like Kirk and to see how he operates in the building on and off the field. He's a great young player. I've, you know, been watching him. I know a couple of his friends, actually. He's from the Tampa area, so I have friends who I went to school with who is friends with him. So we've been watching him since Illinois and then Washington. So it's great to see him, and I can't wait to get him in the building. This is a good one. I like this one.
Yeah.
I thought so. He's younger. Kyle Pitts is younger than Michael Penix.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, he was like, young guy. He's younger than him, yeah.
He is younger.
Yeah.
So Pitts is fine with it. The rest of the world was not.
I don't think I think he did a great job of spin. I think he did a wonderful job of going, okay, here's what I should say that's politically correct and not get myself in trouble.
Yeah, but he just found out about it. You tell me he's thinking that fast on his feet?
I think if it was Brock Bowers they drafted, he wouldn't have handled it as well.
Or maybe that's his way of saying, man, I'm looking forward to playing with this dude, maybe not so much Kirk Cousins.
Certainly a possibility. I think he's just... These guys now have been so educated being in the media and being interviewed at a young age that they can handle anything.
All right, so take the Saints-Falcons rivalry hat off for just a second.
That's hard to do.
Can you see a justification if you look at it through the lens of the Packers did this before and it worked for
them?
Okay,
it's not even comparable. You had Aaron Rodgers, who was basically done with the people there. He wasn't getting along at all with the front office.
Well, I'm talking about when him had Favre,
I know.
And he was the...
Even when that was happening, Favre had already threatened to retire. In this situation, at 8, because Atlanta's the favorite to win the South with Kirk Cousins, you're really the favorite if you add a great player at 8, whether it be what they needed, a pass rusher, or if they added another offensive lineman, or crazy enough if they said, you know what, we're at 8, Dunze is still there, I'm going to take him. And you add even more to a great wide receivers group. That helps you win more. Bringing in Michael Penix is not going to help you win this year. It's probably not going to help you win in 2 years. When Kurt's done after all the money and they ended early after 2 years, which is most likely, Penix is sitting at, 26 years old, hasn't played yet. He only got another year and a half, really, because they always renegotiate on quarterback to have him on the rookie deal. So it makes zero. There's nothing that makes sense about it.
Is there anything they could have done worse? Because
at eight?
At eight.
They could have drafted the guy that went at 12. That could have been worse. They could have drafted the sixth quarter-ranked quarterback instead of the fifth-ranked quarterback.
You mean J.J. McCarthy?
No, no. Bo Nix. Bo Nix is 12.
Nix went 12.
But they could have drafted Bo Nix. I mean, you know, they could have done that. I don't think that Penix is a bad quarterback. Literally, if you take away the injuries and the concern about that, and you just base it off of his play, I probably would rank him third among the quarterbacks. Because, you know, there's things I want to see. I want to see guys who can throw to their left or with Penix to their right. Yeah. I want to see guys who are willing to throw down the middle of the field. I want to see guys who have composure under pressure. I want to see guys who have a good release point, be able to throw a deep ball. He does all those things pretty well. The one thing he doesn't do as well is handle when his pocket's muddy. Michigan showed you that. Michigan got in his feet. Yep. He struggled. He missed some throws he normally wouldn't miss. But if you talk about all these guys, they've all got issues. Your number one draft pick, Caleb Williams, turns the ball over at way too high of a rate in college, and that is always translated into doing it again in the pros. You can talk about, pick any quarterback you want that turned it over at the rate he did, especially with fumbles. They did the same thing when they got to the league. It's just the way it works. So he's got that issue. J.J. McCarthy doesn't have a lot of starts. I don't know what he's going to be if you ask him to throw the ball 30 times a game. I have no idea. We haven't seen it. I think Drake May has got a lot of great skills, but go look at him throwing a ball when he has to into tight windows at times. He throws a lot of sloppy stuff. He puts the ball in harm's way. Everybody's got an issue. J.J. McCarthy can't throw left, and he's got a few starts. Everybody's got something. The problem is, at eight, that allows you to draft somebody who maybe helps you win a playoff game. Not a Super Bowl. They're not winning a Super Bowl. They do have a lot of talent. Draft somebody else that gives them a chance. They took the chances away.
They could have done a better job if they'd have traded out. Just worked on getting more picks.
And I always tell people when you could trade down. First, you got to find a partner. Right.
Minnesota probably would have done it.
I don't know if they wanted Penix.
No. But Minnesota was looking at already moving up because they were afraid McCarthy was going
to get McCarthy. Right. I don't know. Maybe. They only had to move one spot from 11 to 10 to get McCarthy. So maybe that's a possibility.
They didn't even need to do that.
Yeah, I think so. I think Denver was moving up to that spot.
Right.
And they moved there instead of Denver. That's what I think happened. And that's why they made the one spot move. But when you look at, the window is so small. I mean, you're a Rams fan. I'm a Saints fan. You win that one Super Bowl, right? You're like, okay, next year we'll do it again. Well, injuries happen, free agency happens, you lose assistant coaches, you lose coordinators, and all of a sudden the window that looks like it's really big
is gone.
So you got a little window right now. The rest of the South isn't very good. You can say whatever you want about Tampa coming off being defending champs. They're not going to be a very good team. The Saints are an average team. Atlanta had the opportunity with everything that's set up in front of them to be an 11-win team, because that's what Kirk can do, and get you to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And maybe with everything's work out right, maybe you somehow make it to the NFC Championship. You never know. What they did on Thursday is not helping them do that.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Cooper DeJean, Iowa corner, kick return specialist, gets drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
Here was one of the questions asked of him on his Zoom call with the Philadelphia Press.
Oh, no.
As you probably know, there haven't been many white starting cornerbacks in the NFL in a long time. Do you think that'll prevent you from getting that opportunity?
I mean, if they put me out there, I'll be excited to play out there.
That's all he had to say.
So this is the great thing about, and Philadelphia needs so much help. Even though they have depth in their secondary, the secondary was a weakness of that team. You know, you got guys who are too old.
Easily.
You got guys who can't cover. So what you get with Cooper DeJean is, and we've talked about this a lot over the last couple of years, so you got heavy dime, right, or heavy nickel, whatever you want to call it. The big thing now is to bring a third safety in who can also cover, or a third safety on first and second down that can tackle and get in the box. Cooper DeJean is the perfect hybrid of a guy who's athletic enough to play corner, right, but I know could play the slot, and I know eventually will be a good safety. All three of those things, and you're throwing him in a secondary where you took the best cornerback in the draft in Quinyon Mitchell, that was perfect move for them. Perfect move. They get a versatile guy in Cooper DeJean, who, as you mentioned, punt returner, and great even guy. Maybe kick returner now with the new rules.
With the new rules.
And you get Mitchell, who at every single level, whether it was at a smaller school in college, at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, he outdid everybody's expectation. He's going to be good. That was a great move by them.
You mentioned it earlier, Howie Roseman, eight trades?
Nine trades. Record, yeah.
They got a great grade by most of the
They should
people.
Have, yeah, yeah.
The Saints got a really nice grade.
The one thing you need to do, John, to get a great grade is draft for need. The Saints needed a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
First pick, they take a tackle. The Saints needed help in cornerback. They went out and got a corner. They needed a pass rush. They needed another guy on the offensive line. They did all of that. That's why they got a good grade. They drafted for need. Pittsburgh needed to get back to what they did. They drafted a bunch of offensive linemen. They got physical. You get a good grade for that. Or have a lot of picks, like Arizona or New England. You're going to get a good grade because you took a whole bunch of guys. And even if you only go 50-50, you're still going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something. As long as you draft for need, that'll work with the computer because the computer will look and say, oh, you needed that person? Check it off. And if they fit in the window of what they thought the person should go, then you get a good grade as well.
Happy, though?
The Saints draft?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I mean, again, people are kind of making fun of the Spencer Rattler thing. Spencer Rattler was a guy who almost everybody had as the seventh best quarterback. And that usually means late second round, third round. The Saints didn't have a third round pick. The Saints didn't have a fourth round pick. They got a quarterback who maybe in the future can be pretty good in the fifth round. And they had fifth round picks. So you use one of them, take a quarterback who in the future may be your guy. Right now, Derek Carr is, I believe, $50 million to the cap. And I believe the year after that, he's like $58 million a cap. He's not going anywhere.
No.
But I also don't believe Jake Haener, who was the guy they brought in last year, who got busted for PEDs because he was trying to put on weight. So silly. I don't believe he's the future. I don't believe they have the future backup on the team. They have Nathan Peterman. And who else did they bring in? They brought somebody, some other bum in. Anyway, maybe Spencer Rattler in 3 years can be the guy. He throws a nice ball. He does have good touch. His personality, whatever they want to say about his personality, I don't know. But
the whole personality thing, and if you're not familiar, there was a report that went out that there were scouts and teams that were scared off because of what Spencer Rattler appeared to be in the QB1 series when he was in high school. He was in the Netflix series QB1.
Right.
I saw one screen. I never saw the series, but I saw one like 90-second clip where it was – basically him berating one of his high school teammates during a 7-on-7 drill where, you know, Spencer was mad at the receiver because the receiver wasn't catching the ball.
Yeah.
But to me anyway, as I was watching it, it looked like it was just a bunch of high school kids razzing each other. It did not come across to me like, you're suck, you the worst thing ever, I hate your guts. So I don't know why, and that was just one 90-second clip, maybe there was more to it. I didn't put any stock into this because that was when he was 16 years old.
He's 16 or 17 years old. Think about what you were doing when you were 16 or 17 years old. One, you weren't on a TV show.
Right.
Two, you weren't soon to be the number one quarterback in your class,
right,
which he was going to be. And all the attention that comes along with them. Imagine you're 16 or 17 and you have all those things and how you are. You can't judge me when I was 29. I was a different person at 29 than I am at 54. You certainly can't judge a kid who was 16 or 17 and now 23.
Especially after all the life experience he had.
He went through
two different schools.
Goes to a school where things don't work out for him, leaves, goes to another school. He has a really good year 2 years ago, right? And then last year didn't have all the weapons he wanted to have and didn't have a great year. Got banged up too. I don't believe that Spencer Rattler is a starter in the NFL, but if it was to happen, it'd be because of the fact that he is one of those guys that had all that potential before, and they were right back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it does work out, it means they were right back then. If it doesn't work out, you know.
You only spent a fifth-round pick on it.
Exactly. You spent a fifth-round pick in a round where you had three picks.
All right, we're going to take a look at the expectations poll because people around here are higher than a kite.
You excited?
Very excited.
I like excited.
Fully husked, as some might say. Coming up, Happy Hour 1620 Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.